not say that. That's not a lot of money to some people.
But where we come from, your mother could survive off of that.
So to me, it ain't no bread.
$6,700 is not yesterday's $6,700. She would have got a lot more for $6,700.
Okay, and it's still not a lot of money, bro.
We're not talking about that.
That's not, in my eye, it's not a lot of money. I've seen a lot of money. That's not a lot of money.
That is enough money for a 3-bedroom house and paid all the utilities, a fucking car.
Damn, you know, I don't, that clip you just heard, that was 50 Cent's estranged son. That it looks like 50 Cent too, and he was talking about the struggles of child support being $6,700 a month. That him and his mom were struggling on $6,700 a month, which ended up being like something like $81,000. And there's a reason why 50 Cent has stayed away. You know, initially when he came out and he said, look, I'm kind of done with my son. There's no rectifying that. Period, end of story. And many people came out, but 50, that's your son. That's you know, he even looks like you and stuff like that. And it's like, nah, he's been poisoned by his mama. Like, he is a different animal, you know. And it's weird because at the end, people don't understand because they say, that's your son. That's your son. I think a lot of times the dynamics of family, people don't understand because it's hard for them to fathom the dynamic being different from their own. That's what I've realized. I mean, when I talk about my dynamic with my mom or with my family, it's one that is not understood because the first thing they look at, what is it? Their own family, their own connections, their own bonds, their own history, and say, man, I can't understand that. And I get it. But when I hear situations like this, when it's being viewed out in the public as this is awkward, I get it. Because what you have to understand is that the only people that are privy to that experience for the disconnect are the people that are involved. And I know from just speaking anecdotally from my experience is that I understand that things that are being done or the connections that are distant it's not like I want to be this way. It's not like I want to be distant of my family. It's not like I don't want to, I truly didn't. But the problem is when they're toxic or they're set in their ways, and they want you to think along their lines or else it's a problem for me. Because, like, you know, growing up, you know, I kind of have my mom here now for a couple weeks and I've been taking care of her. And this is a train wreck because she can't get up. She can't do anything. And this is a train wreck that I try to warn her about for many, many years. I try to tell her, look, you need to take care of yourself. Look, you need to do this. Look, you need to do that. And of course, all those advances, all those advice were just ignored because I wasn't the husband and I wasn't her father. So I can't tell her what to do. But it's one of those things that you have to sit there and say, okay, well, I guess I got to take it. And it's a weird thing. It really is. When you are in a position where you are, knowing the train wreck is happening before your very eyes, and all of a sudden that person doesn't want to hear it, and then at the end of the day you're forced to deal with the remnants of that train wreck. There's a reason why her daughter, I don't even call her the what, I just don't even care about her. I just don't have a connection with her. I don't want to have a connection. She is the antithesis of who I am. And there's so many superlatives I can use, but at the end of the day, that's not a person I want to interact with. But the reality is that that my mom, both children really don't want to put up with her, and family doesn't want to put up with her. Her brothers, her you know, relatives that she has, cousins or whatever, like everyone has disappeared. That should be an indicating factor of what you've built. And I'm a big believer in you reap what you sow. And I was talking to somebody about that because they were going through their family dynamic, and they quipped on saying that the mom recently started saying that, hey, we got to be nice to these kids because they're going to pick out where the nursing home's going to be at. And yeah, that's the awareness you got to have. That's the awareness I have with my child. And it's a very hard pill to swallow, especially when you are a parent yourself, to not understand why parents are not able to understand the challenges or things that they did to cause the pain or cause the challenges that you had growing up, right? And that's the part that when a lot of people try to tell me, and even my mom's daughter tells me, that's your mom. And so the example I give to people like that is, okay, imagine my daughter right now as a dad, and I didn't give her any love. I ignored her. I didn't support her. I didn't provide financially in any way, shape, or form, or I did the bare minimum. I also just used her for her to do things for me as an assistant, but I never loved her. I never appreciated her. I never showed her attention. I never communicated with her. And that was a compounding effect for 30 years, at least. What do you think is going to happen when that goodwill isn't built with that connection? Are people going to say to my daughter, well, that's your dad, you still got to take care of him? No, they're going to be like, he's a piece of shit, fuck him. That's what they're going to say, because I didn't do my part. But unfortunately, because of the roles, because of the mother and son dynamic, or the mother, like all mothers, all women think that all women are the same, that all women, they treat their children the same. They give them all this love and attention. And I'm not saying that she didn't at one point, maybe when I was young, right? I don't remember it. I've always been treated the same. I was never hugged. I was never told I'm loved. I was never told I was nurtured. You know, I was never all these things that, if anybody's listening or even can't comprehend that concept, it's like, that doesn't make sense. And the people closest to me understand it, because they've seen it for the longest period of time. And that's why for me, when I had my daughter and I saw some of the comments that she started to make, I said, I don't want my daughter around that. I want to break cycles. There's a reason why I stay away. I was explaining to somebody about why I embrace where I'm at now, or I definitely see the greatness in where I'm at in suburbia white America. And obviously there's some drawbacks. As we all know, people can be a little bigoted, people can be a little racist, discriminatory, like, you know, you speak so well, where are you from, what do you do, because they don't understand how a person of color can be in the same neighborhood as them, right? But I'd rather take that scenario that I just told you about versus dealing with a crabs in a barrel mentality, which is what I tell people. It's like, when you grow up in an urban or lower social economic environment with people that are not wanting to build themselves or don't know how to build themselves, and they get stuck in that cycle, in that pit of doom, of needing assistance, of not knowing, not taking initiative, or all these things. I looked around me at a young age and I realized that that's not what I want to do. That's not the path that I want to continue in. I see these people around me, I'm like, shit, I don't want to be this. So whatever that is, I'm going the opposite. And here I am. People, you know, obviously calling me a coon, a white boy, want to be white boy, all these things, you know. And I don't give a fuck, because the alternative is dealing with the toxicity, dealing with these things that don't allow for growth, don't allow for you to be a better person, no matter what. And there's resentment from me. There's resentment from my mom's daughter. There's resentment from family. You know, it's like this toxicity that I just stay away from. So that's the reality of life. And I mean, there was a little scenario here where I had her and she was just really going over the edge, just complaining. And, you know, my mom is like a vegetable right now. Just imagine a grown vegetable, can't feed herself, can't walk, can't use the bathroom by herself, can't do anything by herself. I have to move her, you know, all these different things every day. and she's complaining about things. And I'm like, and I'm having a reminder, like, listen. And the great thing about it is I've realized that where I get my patience from, because I had to deal with her at such a young age. People tell me that all the time, like how patient I am, like how, because I couldn't deal with certain things that you deal with. I'm like, yeah, because I dealt with that growing up. I dealt with a personality that was very counterintuitive to moving in the right direction. Like the only example I can give you or analogy I can give you is, imagine you drive by McDonald's. Imagine you drive by Burger King and you ask the person that's driving with you, hey, there's a Burger King on the corner. You want to do that? Nope. I don't want Burger King. But as you drive a half hour, 45 minutes into that on the highway, wherever you're at, they go, you know what? I kind of want to go back to Burger King. Okay. Like what's this? Like you got to pick up, you know, but, and then what happens is they're steadfast on going back to Burger King. That's been the synopsis of the things I experienced from 9 years old through, I would say, 28, because I ended up leaving Lakeland. I said, I got to get the fuck out of here. I had to get the fuck out. I was like, dude, like, I'm not going to be stuck in this slave mentality where I'm having to be a personal assistant to somebody that isn't doing anything to better themselves and is not making my life any easier. But everyone says, but that's your mom. And I'm like, I hear you, but no one's holding her accountable. And that's where I have a disconnect when I have conversations with people. Like, it's very few people that I can converse with that could truly understand it because they've seen it. I mean, they've told me, it's like, I remember my ex-wife, like after 5 years meeting all the characters in my life, and she was like, I understand why you stay away. Like, I understand. They see you a certain way and they haven't changed that. And then they place expectations on you that is simply not who you are right now. And I'm like, I know. But it's hard to see that from the outside. And people have sympathy, like, well, you got to help. You gotta, I hear you, but that person builds their own goodwill. And I do, and I have, but I'm not going to extend myself to the detriment of my connection with my daughter, because guess what? Right now, I have my daughter and my mom in the same house this week. And I'm not spending time with my daughter because I'm being attentive to my mother on an hourly basis. Like, my daughter's in her room. Thank God she's 12 years old, because if she would have been 6 or 7, it would have been over. It would have been like, dude, I can't do this. I can't do this. And my daughter totally understands. I've had conversations with her. It's like, look, I'm just helping my mom here. But that's the thing that I don't understand, that people can't really rationalize about. And I'm a person that I was telling my mom this. I was like, look, like when she was having that fit, I'm like, dude, let me tell you something. And I say it nicely. I don't yell. I don't do anything. I was like, look. And I smile and I go, okay, all this stuff you're doing right now, it's not helping getting results. Okay. Like this way of you acting, of you manifesting this negative stress energy, like that, this is not, there's a reason why I stay away. There's a reason why I am not engaging. There's a reason why I'm not trying to be a part of it, part of your world, part of it, because you're not able to understand or be self-aware that the way you're being is having negative implications on people assisting you, on people helping and doing the right thing. And I was telling her, I was like, look, you got to build your connection, because I was here, I'm living in the Southwest Florida area now for, I want to say now what, 18 years. And I've had 4 surgeries and an accident where I was bedridden many of the times. I have friends. People that I was non-blood related that came and helped me out, because I've built goodwill. I've built good connections. Don't get me wrong, I have my Kanye ways. I mean, I love Kanye. He fucking just rants and throws everyone under the bus. Like, I think I have a little Gemini in me too. But point is that when I'm in a tough bind, like for example, today I had some neighbors that knew that I was taking care of my mom. They came over and knocked and they said, hey man, we want to help you clean your yard. Great, that's awesome. I mean, what I'm not trying to toot my own here, but it just lets you know that I invest in people in a genuine way where they want to help me out. All right. And I just don't feel that same with family. I don't feel that same with DNA family. That's why I disown them. Not saying that I'm not wanting to communicate or don't desire to, but I'm not going to communicate or do things on their terms, which is what sometimes some families can be like. There's a reason why I don't talk to my mom's daughter, because she's very bossy, very controlling. And if you don't do things her way, and I'm looking at her like, what the heck have you done with your life on your own? You haven't done anything. Like, there's no resume of success. It's like Kanye said, like, I'm not going to talk to broke people about money decisions. That's how I feel. I'm not going to talk. Like, who are you to tell me what to do? It's like, you haven't been, number one, you haven't been involved in my life in any way, shape, or form. And number two, you don't give me any money. You don't take care of me. You never supported me. You never helped build me. I had to build myself, because the inner core of myself said, man, all this shit I'm dealing with, I don't want to keep dealing with it. You know, I used to be so stressed out, and I'll leave with this. I used to get so stressed out, and I realized that once I learned to detach from people and outcomes that you don't have synergy with, or you don't have that same frequency or vibration, it makes life much better. So that's what I do. I have a beautiful disappearing act where I detach and I say, okay, you communicate how you want to communicate, but you're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to tell me how to live. And that goes to anybody. And I told, you know, I'm helping my mom, and I'll get her situated next week. But, you know, that's it. I'm not, you know, I've done what I've done. She wants to go about it a certain way. I'm like, okay, well, you go do it a certain way and figure it out. And if anybody has, and again, it's not going to be at the expense of my job. It's not going to be at the expense of my parenting. I'm building my goodwill with my daughter. I'm not expecting her to take care of me either. Never. I want her to have a good time. Last thing I want her to do is to worry about me. When I'm 85, I don't care if I even walk. I'm never going to bother her. And because I want her to not have the life that I had growing up, which was this expectation of you doing things because you have some blood relation, even though you didn't live up to that responsibility. And that's subjective to everybody, right? Because some people say, well, like I gave you the example earlier, just because of that tie of patriarchy or matriarchy, that you have to forever, you're under that slavery mentality. No matter how shitty they treat you, no matter how much they neglect they have, no matter how lack of love and affection and appreciation they showed, it's like, come on. Like, you're telling me that's something that any person would like to sustain or have to put up with?